This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Qatar and France have brokered a deal with Israel and Palestinian Islamist group Hamas to deliver urgent medication to some 45 Israeli hostages held by the group in Gaza in return for humanitarian and medical aid for the most vulnerable civilians. The two countries said the aid would leave Qatar for Egypt on Wednesday before being taken across the Rafah border crossing. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Yemen's Houthis attacked a Maltese-flagged vessel in the Gulf of Aden Tuesday, following a rash of attacks on international shipping in recent days, and as a Houthi spokesman said, the group is seeking revenge for U.S. and British attacks on their forces in recent days. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Washington-based Gulf analyst Theodore Karasik tells VOA that U.S. and British attacks on the Houthis are clearly intended to degrade their military capabilities.
These strikes are important and meant to degrade the capacity of the Houthis who are being backed by Iran. And that evidence is undeniable. They are clearly linked.
Karasik also insists that there is diplomatic wrangling taking place behind the scenes through various negotiating channels between key Gulf states with lots of what he calls wheeling and dealing. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is expected to soon announce plans to redesignate Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen as specifically designated global terrorists. That's according to two people familiar with the White House decision and a U.S. official. This